Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I have another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us today. We have Jamie Harb, who is in San Diego, California, and she's a holistic health practitioner. And without further ado, let's bring our guest out. Jamie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a 37-year-old. I'm originally from Detroit area of Michigan. And I moved to California in 2014 and kind of changed my career and went to school and became a massage therapist. Prior to that, I was learning Reiki and energy work. And after that, my best friend invited me to come here and join her. She's a kinesiologist. So I came, went to school, got my holistic health practitioner, which is 1,000 hours of school, and started a mentorship program in structural integration, which is also known as Rolfing, and started my business here. And since then, I've just kind of been growing and practicing more stuff, taking more classes and different types of modalities and just kind of expanding.
Okay. And what type of background does someone need to have in order to do what it is that you do?
Well, originally to start with massage, you need 500 hours, at least in the state of California. Each state is a little bit different, so it just kind of depends on their requirements. So I took 1,000 hours, but then I also took another mentorship program, which was probably another 100 and some hours with a gentleman. I've also taken quite a few classes and workshops, which are usually weekends or, you know, 3 or 4 days long where they're, you know, 8-hour days. So it really just kind of depends on what your avenue is and what you want to do with your modalities, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? So where I'm at, you know, I've had over probably 2,000 hours of training.
Wow. And what made you pursue this profession? Have you always been passionate about helping others, or is it something you kind of grown into as you've gotten older?
When I was younger, I actually interned in a hospital, so I was totally all about the medical field and then decided it kind of wasn't for me. So I've always had that, you know, itch to help people. But it actually, it didn't happen until I had foot surgery when I was in my early 30s, and it just kind of was a big issue. And I went to physical therapy, and I had a lady who did some manual therapy, trigger point stuff, and massage on my calf, and it kind of made a huge difference in how I felt physically and how I could walk and how I could function. And I was just like, holy moly, this is real. You know, you can really help people by touching them. And like I said, my best friend was a massage therapist, and I was kind of looking for a change anyway. And she was like, why don't you come out here and practice massage? And I was like, all right. So here we are.
Wow. That's awesome. Sometimes it's about who you know, you know. She really helped introduce you into the field, so which is beautiful.
Yeah, it was really neat because, I mean, I used to be a bartender and I worked in New York City, and it was totally, like, completely the opposite. So now I relax for a living, which is 1,000 times better.
And how has COVID, you know, affected your business?
Oh, terribly. So I haven't technically really been able to work since, you know, the shutdown in the beginning of March, you know, before St. Patrick's Day. So we've been completely out of commission. There was a brief period in June where we had about 3 weeks we were allowed to go back to work, which I was actually out of commission because I had to get stitches from breaking a dish while washing them on my hand. It's okay. So I was not practicing anyway in that moment, but then we got shut down again, and currently we are now allowed to work outside for the last couple weeks, and then today they just allowed us to go back indoors. So we are now allowed to start massaging indoors again, finally. So that's exciting.
And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding the services that you offer?
There's quite a few ways. You can always contact me through email, which is my name, Jamie L. Harb, JAMIELHARB at yahoo.com. Or I also have a website, which is www.jamieharb.massagetherapy.com. And from there, there are links to Yelp, to my email, to my phone number. So there are multiple ways to contact me. You can even Google my name and you should find me pretty easily.
All right. Thank you, Jamie, for coming on and having this conversation with us. You know, we have the utmost respect for people like you that are, you know, helping others even during a pandemic. I know that for a while you weren't able to, but that's because you weren't able to.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for having this conversation with us.
Awesome. Yeah. Especially right now, you know, people need healing more than ever. Everybody's so stressed out. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And for everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.